When it comes to Tekiah Shofar, we know there's customary moshuls. The chazanis, the gabbai or somebody will give a clap on the bimur, and they will announce that no one should be speaking between the bracha and the conclusion of the complete amount of tekiahs and shofar blows that we do till the full 100. Now, how does that work exactly? So we know the rule is like this. Every mitzvah, pretty much, most mitzvahs need a bracha. The bracha has to be performed before the mitzvah, not too far before, really immediately right before the mitzvah, and also not after the mitzvah has begun. But the bracha is not a freestanding item. The bracha has to be, it's going on the action, it has to be directly connected to the item. And therefore, any time there's a hefsek at any point beyond the bracha, that's a break and a barrier between the bracha and between the actual performance of the mitzvah. Now, there are levels of severity. If one were to make a bracha, and this goes by Bikas Chametz, by Shofar, by any other mitzvah, really, any mitzvah make a bracha on at all. If you make a bracha, and immediately thereafter, one would have a hefsek, one would talk, one would do something else, a distraction. So the bracha has not been connected in any way to any mitzvah. The bracha is completely freestanding, and therefore it's a bracha levatala. One is not made a bracha on a mitzvah, and secondly, there's actually a bracha levatala happening here because the bracha is not attached. However, once a bracha has connected to a mitzvah in some part, so it took hold, it's already attached to a mitzvah. And when you proceed with the mitzvah over time, one should still not make a hefsek fernandel because one is still involved in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. One hasn't yet completed that, but until the end of it, it's a lesser level. Of case in point would be b'dikas chametz. If you talk before you begin searching for chametz, the bracha does not count, and one would have to make a bracha again. If in the middle of the rooms one would go ahead and speak before one completed his obligation, it wouldn't be a bracha levatala, the bracha would count, but it's not ideal. When it comes to shofar, the same concept is true. Till one has been yaitza on some level of tekiyas, any hefsek is completely, you know, it's had amount to make a bracha levatala, and that'll be it. One would have to make a bracha again. Later on, at any subsequent point, it will be less severe. But again, ideally, we don't talk until the end. We want the bracha to work in its entirety and entire mitzvah. The most practical application of this is, when it comes to the first tekiyas, so we know if you look at a lot of machzirim, there are the first sets of tekiyas we do immediately after the bracha is a series of tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah, followed by a series of tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, and a series of tekiyah, shvarim, teruah, tekiyah. Between those sets, in many machzirim, there are some form of yiratzin or something that says in between. Now, where has one been yaitza, his primary chiyuv midaraisa to hear Tekiah Shofar? Now, in truth, what we do is, the shinui of changing between Shvarim Teruah and Shvarim Teruah is because we don't really know what a Teruah is. The Torah says Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. We're not sure, is it a Shvarim or is it a Teruah? What we call a Shvarim or we call a Teruah. So we do Tekiah Shvarim, form one, then we try again Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, and then we try again Tekiah Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiah, but three ways of trying to hit the same chiyuv. There's three methods because we're not sure. What will happen is, if that's true, the entire action, the first step of the mitzvah, is an action of trying to fulfill the chiyuv. And therefore, the hiratzins that go in between the second and third series, could potentially be a hefsek before one is yaitza the mitzvah at all. And therefore, it's quite a serious matter. And therefore, across the board, literally all the achronim agree that one should not say those hiratzins. They were very seriously likely to be considered a hefsek. And therefore, one should not say them. Now, however, by chasidim, some other kehilas, they have this minhag, and they've been doing it for many years, and they do say it. So we know there's a concept when halacha says one way and minhag is clearly the other way. You know, people have a right to go with their minhag and they should go with their minhag. However, one who does not have a clear minhag and he sees the hiratzins, they look like a nice thing, he says, yeah, I want to say it. One should be aware that the risk is far greater than the possible gain by saying the hiratzins. At most, the Paiskim say one should look at the sitter and think about it, but one should not speak about anything else. Tefillas as well, any other tefillas at the same point, if one were to say his own tefillas during that point, that would have the same severity as well. The place for tefillas would be later on during Shmona Esrei, where it's a proper place, there wouldn't be considered to have sick at all.